Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2993, and today's date is February 9th, 2023, and the title of the episode is, They Never Thought the FBI Hunter Joe Biden Would Be Exposed. How do you legally? ... Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western central bank, the World Economic Forum, as they continually destroy the economy, as the economy continually breaks down, as they try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and as companies continually push their woke agenda, everything is falling apart around them. They thought they had it. They thought this is the perfect time to move us. Everyone's going to be with us. But it seems that the people, they are not with the companies. They're not with the World Economic Forum. They're not with the agenda that they are pushing. And every time they push and the economy gets worse and worse, all the people are going to see is that the Biden administration, Obama in the basement, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, and all the corrupt individuals hiding behind the curtain, all these people are destroying the economy of America. And on the other side, what they're going to see, they're going to see Trump give economic solutions time and time again. Actually, he just came out with an economic solution, We'll be getting to that in just a minute. But think about all these woke companies right now. They're in a lot of trouble. And think about the banking system. You see, when the banking system starts to implode, and we saw this back in Cyprus where there was a run on the banks, they froze everything, people couldn't get their money out. And when we're in a crisis, a lot of people are going to experience this. Actually, if you look at Credit Suisse right now, they have cratered and their losses are gigantic, and people are taking their money out of Credit Suisse and they are in trouble. Now, is this a bank run? No, I think the bank is doing poorly and people are like, well, you know something? We don't want to be in this bank when it goes down. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our money out and move it to another system. And we can see the bank is in trouble just keeping people employed. They already cut bonuses and they're actually questioning if they can actually retain staff. And this is going to be a huge problem. And think about all the other banks that are going to be in trouble. Think about the derivative market. And we're starting to get news from many different banks right now where they might be in trouble, just like corporations are in trouble right now. All these companies that decided to go woke, where they thought, hey, you know, this is what the majority of the people want. Well, they're starting to find out that this isn't working for them. And as they keep going down this path, it's going to get worse and worse. And add on top of that, the economic system completely imploding. Well, it's a recipe for disaster. And when you look at Disney, once again, remember, they just laid off 7,000 employees. Well, it seems that their streaming service isn't doing well. They're losing subscribers. Their expenses are way too high. Edmund Lee put this out and said, Disney beat investors' prediction for the quarter, top and bottom lines, but its streaming business lost more than $1 billion. Disney Plus grew its sales by 13% to $5.3 billion, but it spent $6.3 billion. And Disney Plus lost 2.4 million subscribers. Why do you think people are unsubscribing? Well, yes, one could be the economy where people say, okay, we could slash this. We can't make ends meet because of high fuel prices. The other reason is because they've gone woke. And actually, most of the people now, as the economy continually implodes, the people are saying, this is getting harder and harder for us. Actually, there was a poll that was done by Rasmussen, and most Americans are paying more for groceries, and they expect to even pay more next year. So 85% of 1,000 American adults responded to this poll and said they are currently paying more for groceries than they were a year ago. And the current poll also found that a majority, 57%, believe they're going to spend a higher amount on groceries a year from now. Now, this is just absolutely unbelievable. Now, add on top of this, people were asked a question by Gallup poll, and it says, you know, are you financially better off or worse off now than you were a year ago? And this is what they found out. January 2020, people said they were better off, and that was 59%, highest ever. So that was coming off of Trump's time in the White House. Worse off, they said 20%. Fast forward to January 2023, better off, 35%. So it was at 59% when Trump was in control of the economy. It dropped all the way down to 35% after 2.5 years. Worse off, 50%. And remember, worse off in January 2020, and this is during the pandemic, if you actually really think about it. Worse off, 20%. Here, worse off, 50% in 2023. So this tells you everything you need to know. And like we said from the very beginning, as the deep state, as the central bank, as the Biden administration continually pushes this agenda and people see the fuel prices move up, people see inflation then move up, people see others losing jobs or they're losing jobs themselves, these poll numbers are going to reflect what people are actually feeling, not what the news wants you to believe. And the polls are going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they actually placed the resident in this position because they needed the people to see the truth. They needed the people to see how these individuals lie, how they pretend that they're working in your best interest, how they lie about the economy, how they lie about how they're going to make it great, how they lie that it's improving. Because the people, in reality, they can see it for themselves. I mean, they tried to convince us that fuel prices, inflation wasn't going up while people were experiencing inflation moving up and fuel prices moving up. Now, since people are seeing this, since people are experiencing this, What is Trump doing? Well, he's coming out and he's giving solutions to these problems. Because think about it. They want to remove fossil fuels. This would be a complete and utter disaster. Actually, this would implode the entire economic system. It would destroy it the way we know it today, because energy drives manufacturing. Energy drives a flourishing economy. You need energy and you need to be independent. You can't be dependent on other countries. And if you notice, everything that they've been trying to do, and I'm talking about the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, is to make sure that we weren't energy independent, even though we have tons and tons of oil in the United States. They also wanted to make sure that we couldn't manufacture, because if we were dependent on electric, we wouldn't be able to manufacture the way we do it today. Because if we're dependent on windmills, if we're dependent on solar panels, if we're dependent on their control, America couldn't be what America was. It would turn into a third world country. And this is why Trump is out there letting everyone know that this is the direction we're heading. And if you allow Biden to continue down this path, the people are going to start to realize that America is turning into a third world country. And Trump right now is giving solutions and telling people it doesn't have to be this way. We can turn it around. We can make America great again. Everything that Biden is doing right now, we should be doing the opposite. Take a listen to what he said.
Joe Biden's war on American energy is one of the key drivers of the worst inflation in 58 years. And it's hitting every single American family very, very hard. Biden reversed every action I took that achieved energy independence, and soon we were going to be energy dominant all over the world, energy dominant. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. He reentered the horrendous Paris Climate Accord, so unfair to the United States, good for other countries, so bad for us. He put up huge roadblocks to new oil, gas, and coal production, and much, much more. In effect, Biden's anti-American energy crusade is a massive tax hike on everything. Higher energy costs raise the price of food, raw material, shipping, transportation, construction, manufacturing, and everything else. The country that now benefits most from Joe Biden's radical left Green New Deal is China. High energy prices in America are a gift to China, a major factor in driving our heavy industry overseas. If you want to be an advanced manufacturing nation, you must be able to produce low-cost energy. You'll never be a rich nation without it. And if you want to deindustrialize the United States, then you would seek to drive up the cost of energy here as much as possible, just as Joe Biden has done, perhaps unknowingly. That I don't know. That's why Biden's energy agenda is China's energy agenda. That's why China signs up for every stupid globalist climate deal and then immediately breaks it. They don't live up to their deals. When I'm back in the White House, I will bring back a pro-American energy policy at long last. As you know, China paid hundreds of billions of dollars to the United States when I was president. No other president got 10 cents. Check it out. Not even 10 cents. I will deploy a team of warrior lawyers to hunt down every unnecessary regulation in the Federal Registry that hampers domestic production, and we will wipe them off the books. We will again get out of Paris, and we will rapidly issue approvals for all worthy energy infrastructure projects with a focus on maximum speed to bring prices down rapidly. So get those proposals ready now, because we are going to put thousands of Americans to work building the power plants, pipelines, grids, ports, refineries, and shipping terminals of tomorrow. We are going to have very inexpensive energy again, like we did just 2.5 years ago. This great undertaking will also help restore hope and aspiration to America's young people. Instead of being irrationally terrified by political predictions of climate apocalypse, instead of toiling for low wages or left-wing make-work projects, I have a vision that will give young Americans the chance to find real meaning in work once again, like we had it 2.5 years ago, building the backbone of America that is powerful, prosperous, productive, vigorous, modern, independent, and free. We will be great again as a country, under the next Trump administration, the return of American jobs and the American dream will be powered by the return of American energy. Nobody has more liquid gold under their feet than the United States of America, and we will use it and profit by it and live with it, and we will be rich again, and we will be happy again, and we will be proud again. Thank you very much.
Now, really think about this. He's letting us know that the country needs to be energy independent. Now, he made the country energy independent. He showed the people, listen, we don't have to depend on other countries. We can have energy right here in the United States. Fuel prices could be very low, and we can have very low unemployment. We can bring manufacturing back. We can do all of these things. Biden, in the last 2.5 years or so, he reversed all of this, and people are seeing, well, okay, now I see a very clear picture. I see what Trump did, and I saw what the economy was like. And now I see what Biden's doing, and now I see what the economy's like. Now, what's very interesting is think about the younger generation. The younger generation that were most likely saying, oh, we don't want Trump, we want Biden. They were in college, they voted for Biden, and now they're set to graduate. Now they're ready to go into the workforce. But look at the economy today. The economy is completely imploding. Jobs are getting harder and harder to find. And that generation, they're looking and saying, whoa, what happened here? The economy's bad. It's getting worse. I can't afford things. Now, can they blame this on Trump? No. Remember, these individuals, they voted for Biden. They brought him in. The economy was doing well when the 2020 election happened. They didn't know any different. They were in college. They were in a bubble. Now, as they're graduating and they're looking for jobs, and you can see all these corporations laying off, these individuals, they're now second guessing the decision that they made, because they might not admit it right off the bat, but they're starting to realize there's something wrong, because they're saying, okay, I'm putting up my resume and it's very, very difficult to get a job right now. And the economy doesn't look good. And fuel prices are very high. I'm not making any money. How do I get different places? Now you can understand why Biden and his administration really wanted to get rid of the student loans. Now think about, why did they want to do this? Well, did they know the economy was going to completely fall apart? Did they know that they were going to bring us into this controlled demolition of the economic system? Yes. Yes, they did. And they knew that, hey, if these individuals, where they're graduating with, you know, gender studies and things like that, we know they're definitely not getting a job. And we know the other students who actually might have some type of skill, we know that the economy is going to be breaking down. And we know that there's a lot of companies going to be laying off. So they most likely will not get a job. So how do we mask this? We need to actually say, you know something, you don't owe any money on your student loans. Now, would this keep the younger generation happy for a little while? Absolutely. I mean, think about what the central bank does. Do they mask everything to keep the illusion going? Yes, they do. They have to introduce credit. They have to move manufacturing out of the United States and bring it someplace else where they pay them pennies on the dollar. This is what they do. And this whole thing, you can see, was trying to mask what was happening, to keep the illusion alive and to keep the younger generation intact. But it's not working, because right now they can't do what they want to do. And the economy is completely falling apart. These people are graduating. And I do believe moving forward, it's going to be a very bad situation, not just for them, but a lot of people. And this is why Trump is out there letting everyone know we can fix this very easily. We can bring it back to the way it was. And actually, we can make it even better. And how do you make it better? I do believe you need to get rid of the central bank. You need to get rid of that gigantic credit card where we just borrow and borrow and borrow. And we need to reverse everything Biden did. I mean, really think about this. When Trump comes back into the White House and he reverses everything that Biden did, when you're just looking at the economy, let's just look at the economy. Let's not even talk about the borders. When he reverses everything that Biden did and people go, whoa, wow, he's reversing everything that Biden did and the economy is improving. The economy is getting better. You think people are going to see a very clear picture? Absolutely. People are going to understand the difference. They've understood the difference when Trump was in the White House, then the resident came in. Now they're really going to see the difference, and they're going to start to understand that everything the Biden administration, everything Obama was doing in the basement, everything the World Economic Forum wanted, it was going to destroy this system in the end. And I do believe this is where he's bringing the country. This is what he wants the country to see. And I do believe as more and more as this happens, as the economy breaks down, Trump is going to be putting out more and more videos and giving the country solutions, letting everyone know we could just turn this around. It's going to be very easy. And once the people trust him, what do you think he can do next? Do you think he can bring down the central bank? And I don't mean him alone. Do you think he can expose what the central bank has been doing? Do you think the people will be behind him saying, yeah, the next step, this is what we got to do? I do believe, yes, the people will be behind him. And this is how you destroy the system. This is how you destroy what they put into place. Because once you have the people behind you, you can show the people the truth and the people will say, yes, this is what we need to do. And I do believe this is the direction we're heading in. And I do believe we're on our way. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they never expected for Hillary Clinton to lose. They never expected for Durham to come out and show the world that Hillary Clinton paid for the Alpha Bank hoax. They never expected that Durham would point the finger at the FBI, showing the world that they used a fake dossier. They went to the judge and they got a FISA warrant. They never expected that to happen. The fake news, big tech, the deep state players, they never expected the Hunter Biden laptop would be exposed to the American people. They never expected everything on the laptop would be exposed to the American people, actually linking his father, the big guy, to all his business dealings. They never expected Elon Musk to purchase Twitter. They never expected Elon Musk to actually take the information, take the emails, and expose what they did. They never expected that anyone would learn that the FBI, DHS, CDC, FDA, corrupt politicians were working to silence the American people. They never expected anyone to realize that they would have a back channel and they would communicate between all the social media platforms and these different agencies. They never expected to lose the House. They never expected that investigations would be started. They never expected, with all this information that was out there, that these investigations would lead to the exposure of the FBI, DHS, CDC, FDA, the Biden crime family, and you name it. They never expected everyone to learn that the FBI, DHS, the corrupt politicians were all involved in manipulating the elections. They never expected the truth to come out. And now they are trapped in their entire narrative. And basically, as they keep speaking, they're digging the hole deeper and deeper as time goes on. And there will be no escape because the truth is coming out. The facts are coming out. They can try to use propaganda. They can try to lie. They can try to rehash what happened in the past with Mueller and everything else. But it won't make a difference because everyone understands and everyone knows that what they're talking about really didn't happen. And this is how they're going to fail in the end. With all this information, how do you legally introduce all of this evidence? Because remember, everything that we're seeing right now is being brought out into the open. It's on record, especially with the House investigations, especially with Durham, especially with the prosecutor that's going to be presenting evidence against Hunter Biden and most likely Joe Biden. Once this is all on record, it's game over for them because all of this information can be introduced later on. Then add on top of that, just if you want to confirm everything, Trump declassified all the information that will be available to the public very, very soon. So people will be able to order all of this information, and I do believe it's going to be quite a bit, and everything that we see organically happening right now, it will be backed up by this declassified information. And we can see that as these investigations are continually happening, showing that, yes, they were involved in controlling the narrative, manipulating the elections, it's getting worse and worse for them as time goes on. And we can see that there is no escape. Nothing will stop what is coming. Absolutely nothing. And we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later and what happened with the Twitter file hearing and the government weaponization hearing. But first, let's talk about John Fetterman, because John Fetterman, he was rushed to the hospital, currently undergoing tests. Now, they're saying that there is no new stroke right now. But once again, that we know that he has medical problems, almost like Joe Biden. I don't mean he has the same medical problems, but there's a lot of times he has no idea what's going on. How did he get elected? Well, we know he didn't get elected. He was completely installed in that position. And I do believe very soon, I don't know if he's going to keep this position moving forward. I do believe he's going to have a lot of problems, and most likely he's going to have to bow out as time goes on. But you can see that the Biden administration, they have lost the people completely. You think they lost them in the very beginning when they cheated in the election? It's even worse now. Think about it. This is his second year. He gave the second State of the Union, and it's absolutely terrible. Viewership for the speech was down 29% from last year's Soto address, making it one of the least watched State of the Union speeches in the last 30 years. So let's break this down. Here's the Nielsen State of the Union TV ratings. President Trump in 2017, 48 million people. 2018, 45.6 million. 2019, 46.8 million. 2020, 37.2 million. Biden, 2022, 38 million. 2023, 27.3 million. And this is the worst rating in the last 30 years. So let's really think about this and think about the amount of ballots that he received. He was supposedly got 81 million ballots. I know the deep state, the fake news likes to call it votes, but it really wasn't. It was 81 million ballots. So Trump has a question, and he says the following. Biden's State of the Union speech was 27 million, the lowest rated such speech in history. I was close to 50 million people watching. So how did Biden get 81 million in the 2020 presidential election? I'll tell you how. It was rigged. And each time this information comes out and you see what the Biden administration is doing and you see how the FBI was manipulating the election, how DHS was manipulating the election, how CDC was manipulating the election, how corrupt politicians were manipulating the election, everything is becoming clearer and clearer as time goes on. Remember, this information that's coming out right now, it's building a case. It's dripping the information out, building the case so people understand how this happened. And you need to bring this out very, very slowly because there's a lot of people out there that still believe the other information that the fake news brought out that the deep state was using was real. Now, every step of the way, they can hear and they can see with their own eyes and with their own ears that what they were being told was completely fake. Now, think about what the deep state players are doing. We saw this during the hearing with the weaponization of government. And during this hearing, we had Daniel Goleman. He was out there and he was just rehashing everything that they set up from the very beginning. Remember, this individual was involved in the first impeachment. How did that go? Oh, that didn't go too well. And actually, now people are starting to realize that these impeachments, they were complete hoaxes. So he's just rehashing everything that happened in the past, which is now all being debunked. You see, there is no step five. They've run out of ammunition. They don't know what else to do. So what they're doing is they're just rehashing everything that was done in the past. And this cannot stand because it's all being debunked by facts and evidence and people on record in a court of law. So this whole thing is going to start to fall apart, especially now that we're getting the information from Joe Biden, James Biden, and the rest. Representative James Comer of Kentucky, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, has made the panel's first official request for documents from President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and his brother, James Biden, over foreign business pursuits. And Comer, he informed Hunter and James Biden, as well as their then business manager, that he is seeking documents and communications from the Bidens as part of his committee's probe into any possible involvement by the president in their financial conduct. Now, that's very interesting because can he order the taxes of all these individuals? Oh, wait, he can, because the Supreme Court ruled this. Once again, Trump trapped them in all of this. And what's very interesting about this is you could see that these individuals during the Twitter hearing, during the weaponization of government hearing, you can see that they're floundering right now. And again, they're just going back to the past or they're trying to debunk things that are real and they're losing the battle. Actually, Storm Has Arrived put this out on Truth Social. And he said, Jamie Raskin has a complete meltdown by proclaiming that Durham investigation was a flop. After 4 years and millions of dollars spent, the Durham investigation closed as a total flop without unearthing anything like the deep state conspiracy that Republicans have been denouncing for years. If you look closely, Raskin is literally foaming at the mouth, pure panic. Why is he panicking? And why does he say that this investigation is completed? Whoever said that? And why is it a flop? Let's see. We've learned that Hillary Clinton paid for the Alpha Bank hoax, and we learned that the FBI used a fake dossier to get a FISA warrant. That tells us this is going to lead to something else, doesn't it? So they want it to be over because as Durham continues and as everyone else continues, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And like always, whatever they say here, whatever they're going to talk about, we're going to go back and look at the past, just like we did with masks, just like we did with vaccines, just like we did with the lockdowns, just like we did with every single thing they said was a conspiracy, that there was nothing there. We're going to look back in time and look at Durham, look at what Jamie Raskin said, look what all these other people said, and we're going to start to learn that, hey, they lied once again. Basically, they are trapped in their own narrative, and it's completely falling apart. Now, during the weaponization of government, we had Tulsi Gabbard out there, and she said something very interesting, and Misty G put this out on True Social. She said, they are trying to control what we the people see and say under the so-called guise of misinformation. They appoint themselves as the sole authority of truth in information to deem anyone in their way a threat. They say they are doing this for us to protect us, but in reality, they think we're too stupid to think for ourselves. And she's absolutely right. And again, this goes back to the founding fathers, and specifically Ben Franklin, when he was talking about giving up safety. Now, think about it. This is what they've been trying to do from the very beginning. Think about the Patriot Act. Think about how they removed our freedoms where they're saying, oh, no, you have to be searched. Think about what's happening with free speech because, hey, you know, something we need to protect you from hate speech. We need to do this. But when you start to listen to the founding fathers and you listen to what they're saying, you can see that the deep state players, they're using the same exact playbook that they used back then. And this is why they came up with these different sayings. And this is why they came up with the Constitution. This is why they came up with the rights. He says, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Because they knew back then, this is what the British government was doing. Listen, we'll keep you safe. As long as you do what we say, you'll be okay. So basically, you're giving up your freedom. And this is exactly what Tulsi Gabbard is saying. This is what they've been trying to do. And the people of this country, they're starting to realize and they're starting to learn that, you know something? It's not worth it because in the end, you'll have no freedom left and you will be controlled. And when I say controlled, I mean if they don't like what you're saying, you go to prison. I mean, they've already started doing this, haven't they? You could see that the dictators, the tyrannical government, they have already started this and people can see this very, very clearly. Do you think this is going to get better down the line? No, it's going to get worse. If they keep going down their track and people are witnessing this, it's and they keep and they're still allowed to do this, it will get worse and worse and worse. And I do believe this is what Trump, the Patriots, want everyone to see. Look how a tyrannical government is formed. Look how it begins. Look what they do next. And it just gets worse and worse. And I think the people are realizing this. I think the people are starting to understand what's going on. Now, during the weaponization of government hearing, we had a former FBI agent. Now, remember, all FBI agents are not bad. There are those individuals on the in the field offices, the lower level. They just want to protect America. They just want to do a good job. And you need to understand how infiltration works. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses including VIP health coaching for life before their half off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. You don't need to infiltrate every single position, every single agency at every single level. All you need to do is put those in a leadership position. And that is the infiltration, because they're the ones who call the shots. They're the ones who control everything. So if you have CEOs in corporations and you put the woke CEOs in there driving a certain agenda, and then those woke CEOs bring in other woke people on a lower level, doesn't have to be every single person, you can control what is being put out there. In government, it's the same exact thing. And when she was testifying, she let everyone know that the agents on the ground, they just want to do a good job. They just want to protect America. Woke Societies put this out on Telegram, said, FBI agent Parker breaks down in tears as she describes how there are two FBIs and how current agents know Americans are losing faith in their institutions. FBI agents do not have a voice. And there are two FBIs. Just like we said, there's infiltration. You have the higher rank level, probably in D.C., the centralized area, and then you have all the field offices. So you have two groups of individuals in the same organization doing two different things. You can actually look at the CIA, probably say the same thing. You can look at the Department of Justice, you could say the same thing. You could look at a lot of the agencies in government and probably say the same thing, that there are a group of people that want to do the right thing, and then you have the other side that is doing the opposite thing. And this is the infiltration. This is what is being brought out into the open so everyone can see the infiltration. And by having this hearing, she just confirmed that, yes, this is happening. And what are the American people seeing? Well, it's like they're taking an infiltration course. It's course number 101, infiltration of government, corporations, and you're actually seeing how they did it so people can understand that, yes, this is real. It's not a conspiracy. It's not made up. It's absolutely real. And this is what people are learning. They're also learning about what's going on down at the border. The border is a complete and utter disaster. We have two invasions happening right now. We have an invasion at the border, and we have an invasion in our airspace. And who's allowing all this to happen? Or actually, who's actually making it happen? Yes, this is Biden, Obama in the basement, Soros, and the rest. But very interestingly, we see right now, because of the borders being open, Human trafficking is off the charts. Child trafficking is off the charts. Fentanyl overdose is off the charts. All of this is caused by the Biden administration, Obama in the basement, and those corrupt individuals hiding behind the curtains. This is their agenda that they're driving. And what's very interesting is Matt Gaetz put this out on True Social. He said, unbelievable. Former acting CBP commissioner Mark Morgan says the Sinaloa cartel's annual profit from human trafficking has risen from $500 million to $13 billion. This is a direct result of the Biden administration turning our southern border into a turnstile. So they're the ones who are driving the human trafficking, driving the child trafficking. Now, is this part of their agenda? Of course it is. They were behind this from the start. The thing is, people didn't recognize it. You didn't see it. Now, people can see this and they're starting to realize what's really going on at the border. You see, when Trump said, hey, let's build a wall, we need a wall, there's a reason for that. And he showed the people, look, we can build a wall very easily. And it wasn't finished. The resident came in. And now the people can see very clearly the difference. Look what happens when you don't have a wall. Look what happens when you don't have a secure border. You have an invasion. And now you have criminals coming into this country. You have human trafficking, child trafficking, drug trafficking. You have everything that you could imagine coming over the border. And no one is being vetted. This is an invasion of a scale that we've never, ever seen before. And now the people are learning, and the people, every step of the way, they're starting to understand what's really going on. Yes, they might have seen, oh, look, the borders are open. But now they're starting to realize the ramifications of having an open border like this. And I do believe that's a very important point, because there are consequences when you open borders up like this, saying, oh, everyone should be allowed in. The people now are seeing of something very, very different than what was trying to be sold to them. Oh, you know what? Everyone wants freedom. Everyone should be allowed in. People now are seeing something completely different. And why do you think they want to censor people? Why do you think they don't want people talking about what's going on? Because they don't want people asking questions about the border, asking questions about anything, vaccine, COVID, you name it. This is why they need censoring, because when the tyrannical government is at work, when the dictators are pushing their agenda, they don't want people questioning what they're doing. They can't allow the truth to come out. And this is all part of their system. This is all part of their censoring, control, social credit system that they want to put into place. And we can see that it's already happening here in the United States. Think about PayPal. They just come out and they say, listen, anyone putting on misinformation, disinformation, we're going to fine you. Does that seem normal? Think about other social media platforms where they just ban you. Think about stores that say, we're not going to sell your product because we don't like what you're saying politically. I mean, really think about this for a second. Think about what happened to Lauren Southern. This is what she put out on Twitter. My parents just got banned from Airbnb for being related to me. They have never booked anything for me. They do not represent me in any way. They aren't publicly political in any way. How is this sane in any way? And she actually shows the letter from Airbnb. And this is what it says. It says, hi. And, you know, the name is blocked out. We have an update to share. We've removed you from the Airbnb platform because your account is closely associated with a person who isn't allowed to use Airbnb. This means you'll no longer be able to book reservations on Airbnb. Why we made this decision? For the safety of our community. We may remove accounts that are closely associated with people who aren't allowed to use Airbnb. So basically, because this is her parents, they don't like what Lauren Southern is doing. So her parents are not allowed to use Airbnb. And we're starting to see this happen more and more as time goes on. I mean, really think about what the EU commissioner said, what the European Union is trying to do, what the World Economic Forum is driving, what the UN is driving. They want to shut down misinformation, disinformation, or actually what we call it is the truth and facts. So they've already told us that they're going to start to put this in place. They're going to drive this as hard as they possibly can, just like they tried to drive the pandemic, the vaccine passport. But as they push, and they push really hard, what do people notice? they notice that this is something we don't want. We see where this is going. So out in Germany, a state-sponsored news outlet, ZDF, is working with state-sponsored news outlets from Canada, Switzerland, Belgium, to develop online-based solutions to enable civic engagement and democratic discourse in digital space away from the hate comments and increasing disinformation. Now, remember, that EU official said, yes, there's going to be hate speech laws here in the United States. No, there is not. We have the First Amendment, and the First Amendment doesn't say, hey, if you're speaking hateful against someone, you're not allowed to say it. No, you're allowed to say what you want as long as it's not criminal and it doesn't break the law. So telling someone, I don't like your gender or I don't like your pronouns, you see that you would be banned for that. That is not against the First Amendment. And what certain group of people find hateful, another group does not. Who judges this? Well, you can't. This is why our founding fathers didn't put it into the First Amendment, because they knew that you're allowed to speak freely. If you don't like it, don't listen. Just like if someone stands up in the middle of the town square and people are around and they're screaming, you know, something out, you don't have to listen, but they have the right to say it. Now, if you go say, I want you to murder someone or I'm going to kill someone, that's a different story. You're already saying that you're going to commit a crime. So that's very different. What they really want to do here is they want to shut down the people that are telling the truth. Why? Because they want to control the narrative. Now, what's very important about this, and we need to go back to the 1930s, the German state-controlled media, they also colluded with Western media outlets. A major example of this was the Associated Press. Interesting, isn't it? In return for access to Germany, the Associated Press agreed not to publish anything calculated to weaken the strength of the Reich abroad or at home. Remember, here in this country, during the beginning stages, there were Nazi offices here in the United States, and actually they were starting to set up camps here in the United States. And this is coming from The Guardian back in March of 2016. It says the New York-based agency ceded control of its output by signing up to the so-called editor's law, promising not to publish any material calculated to weaken the strength of the Reich abroad or at home. The law required AP to hire reporters who also work for the Nazi Party Propaganda Division. One of the four photographers employed by the Associated Press in the 1930s, Franz Roth, was a member of the SS Paramilitary Units Propaganda Division, whose photographers were personally chosen by Hitler. AP has removed Roth's picture from its website since Scharnberg published her findings, though thumbnails remain viewable due to software issues. So they tried to cover it up. They didn't want people to see this. But look, they infiltrated the fake news back then, and they were controlling the narrative. Who infiltrated social media platforms? Oh, wait, wasn't it the FBI? Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Because back then, the SS, I guess you can compare them to the FBI. When you look at the news organizations, who do they have working in the news organizations? FBI, CIA. They infiltrated the news organizations. Are they following the same exact playbook? Absolutely. Yes, they are. But they never expected this information to come out. They never expected the people to learn that there were back channels where government agencies were actually talking to those on the social media platforms. Actually, when we start to look at the fake news, you're going to see probably a lot of back channels where they communicate maybe through that same cloud service. I wouldn't be surprised. And maybe the investigation should be expanded to all of this. But as this information came out, they didn't want the people of this country to actually hear this information. And what happened during the hearing with the Twitter files? All of a sudden, everything was shut down. The electric went out. The feed was cut. Did they try to stop it? Well, Paul Sperry put this out and he said, we have never had the electricity go out before. And this came from the House Oversight Chair Comer. So they never had it before, but when we're having this testimony and some questions were being asked, all of a sudden everything was shut down. Interesting, isn't it? Is that a coincidence? I think not. Now, the fake news is out there and they're trying to convince the world that nothing came from this hearing. It was backfired on them. Nothing happened. And we have two articles, and actually this is coming from Patriots Are in Control and True Social. From CNN Business, it says Republicans held a hearing to prove Twitter's bias against them. It backfired in spectacular fashion. Why the Twitter Hunter Biden hearing backfired on Republicans. See these headlines right here? Wait until a couple of months. Might even take that long. We're going to have side by side. This is what they said on February 2023, that it backfired. And now they're going to have another headline showing, well, it shows that Twitter was involved with FBI and there was a bias. Wait, just wait for it. Patriots Are in Control responded to these articles and said, yeah, because the Trump campaign asking Twitter to remove a vile Chrissy Teigen tweet is totally the same as Twitter suppressing the Hunter laptop story, which proves treasonous crimes by a presidential candidate, Joe Biden, 1 month before the election. Backfired. Fake news is already struggling to put out an even partially believable narrative. And these congressional hearings are just getting started. It's only going to get better and better. Absolutely. And just think about what Trump did with Chrissy Teigen. He purposely went out and said, listen, I would like this person banned because what she's saying here. Twitter rejected this, saying, no, we can't do it. I think Trump even brought it to court. And they ruled that, no, you're a government official. That would be violating the First Amendment. It seems that he set a precedent when he did this. And now this is going to be used against them moving forward, because it wasn't like the FBI was saying, hey, you know something, this is absolutely Russian disinformation. We have proof of it, and we just need you to take down this account because it is a Russian account. They were taking people down where they were telling jokes. They're American citizens. They had a back channel. They had certain individuals working for Twitter. So let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Is the part where there's a separate organization of the FBI and Twitter. It seems that they were kind of melding together, almost like the fake news. So if that was happening out on Twitter, it's definitely happening in YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and the rest. And I do believe with all the information coming out right now, I think it's just going to get worse and worse for them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is why all this was happening. The power went out during the hearing, and all of a sudden, the major platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, they also had issues where people couldn't get it. Even YouTube had issues. They didn't want people saying something? Were they trying to stop something from happening? That's very interesting. But Lauren Boebert on Twitter, she said, listen, I was shadow banned. I have the actual evidence. And this is what she says. I received this document from Twitter staff last night. It shows that Twitter 1.0 executive shadow banned me as a sitting member of Congress. If they did it to me, imagine the millions of Americans that will never know they were silenced by these woke execs. So she was handed this information by Twitter 2.0, Elon Musk, showing that, yes, this was done to you. Then we have Jonathan Turley. He was actually being questioned today on the weaponization of government, talking about the First Amendment. But this is what he put out on Twitter. And this has to do with the Twitter files. Roth says that it would not surprise him if visibility filters were placed on the accounts of elected officials without their knowledge. Well, Elon Musk responded to this and said, since he placed many of them there himself, he would indeed not be surprised. Laugh my ass off. And look what he just did. he showed that Roth actually put these in place himself. And he was out there saying, I don't know, I don't remember. Of course not. Because he's actually lying under oath right now, actually, if you really think about it, because we know there's evidence showing something completely different. And as this evidence continually comes out, actually, Elon just gave some evidence there. I think he's going to back it up with documentation. We're starting to see that everything that they said during this hearing, it's going to come back to haunt them. Because when they say, no, I never did that, and then it shows an email or something that says, yes, they did, how do you explain this? You really can't. Now, when you really look at this entire hearing with the Twitter files, the Republican members, they were prepared. They brought evidence. They executed it brilliantly. The Democrats, what did they do? They kept on going back to their same playbook. They kept on going back to January 6th. They kept on going back to all these different things because they have nothing else. They couldn't even ask real questions. I mean, shouldn't they be concerned about this? Well, the reason why they're not concerned about it is because they're in on it. Because wouldn't you be concerned with the First Amendment being violated? Wouldn't you be concerned with the FBI involved in telling a social media platform, and not just one, probably many, and fake news, where they're telling people who to take down, even though they're American citizens? There's a problem here. And Elon Musk, he responded to this entire hearing. He says, the woke Stasi felt the heat today. Absolutely. And Brian Moore responded to this and said, I recently went to the Stasi Museum in Berlin and found it interesting that they called themselves anti-fascists at the beginning. Elon Musk, exactly. Think about this country. Think about Antifa. They're anti-fascist, but they're the fascists. Actually, if you look at the D's and you look at all these different agencies, this is how fascism starts. Government now is working with private companies. Really think about this for a sec. And really think about, and we mentioned this yesterday, what Representative Ana Paulina Luna said. And it seems that she was the star during the hearings with the Twitter files. She exposed the hidden network operating in the background that is destroying free speech in America. The network includes DHS, CISA, DFITF, EIP, CIS, and others. And Luna brought proof that Yoel Roth was using the private software Cloud Jira to communicate with the FBI and government officials to silence conservative speech. And she kept asking, were you using this as a back channel? Yes or no? And he didn't answer the question. He kept avoiding it. And if you really look at this and everything that's happening right now, if you go back to the beginning, they really never thought that Hillary Clinton was going to lose. Actually, this is what got the whole ball rolling here, where she lost the election to Trump. Nobody was ever supposed to know how government worked with social media platforms. No one was ever supposed to know that the news was fake. No one was ever supposed to know that the big guy got 10%. Nobody was ever supposed to know that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. Nobody was supposed to know that Hillary Clinton paid for the Alpha Bank hoax. Nobody was supposed to know that the FBI hid the Hunter Biden laptop and manipulated the election. Nobody was supposed to know that the FBI used a fake steel dossier knowing that this was uncorroborated and they used it to get the FISA warrant. Nobody was supposed to know all of these things. And everyone is starting to know them. They're in a panic and it's everywhere. The deep state has lost control of information right now. Jonathan Turley put this out and said, Navarroli just explained the Twitter standard and it is chilling. Instead of asking free speech versus safety to say free speech for whom and public safety for whom, Elon responded to this and said, very concerning. Don Jr. put this out on True Social, said the following, I've seen a lot in the Twitter executive's congressional testimony. Perjury, lying under oath, illegal interaction with government entities, election interference, collusion with government officials, and pressure to censor conservatives. Will they face any consequences? Well, Trump, he responded to Representative Clay Higgins, where he just came out and said it, where he said, prepare to be arrested for criminal interference in the 2020 election. So he came out and said it, get prepared because we're coming after you. Trump responded to this and said, finally, we have people with courage stepping forward. The election was rigged and stolen in so many ways, a mockery of our fully weaponized justice system. And yes, That is what people are starting to recognize. And as the House continually pushes, it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. They know this. They know they can't push back on this. Yes, they're going to try to use propaganda. Yes, they're going to try to use emotions. Yes, they're going to use the old playbooks. But as they keep doing this, it gets worse and worse for them. No one is believing them, especially when the House starts to pull out documentation showing how they did it, showing the pattern, and it wasn't just done by accident. This is going to be the downfall of all of them. Remember, this is about exposing their system, bringing down their system. Let's go back to post 3848, because we've been talking about infiltration. We've been talking about the FBI. We've been talking about these certain agencies. And I find that this post is very interesting since all this is coming out right now. We have the weaponization of government, the Twitter files, and we're going to see other investigations or hearings going on in the House. So when you look at this post, it says the bottom half was instructed, 99% good. The first will send a shockwave. So this is going to be very interesting moving forward. And I think this post is timed very, very interestingly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Biden is in line with China. We know China is basically flexing their muscles saying, listen, we have complete and utter control over Biden. And Biden allowed the balloon to fly across America because they said it was safe, even though there was explosives hooked to it, even though that they didn't understand, or maybe they did understand, which they probably did, what this device was really doing, because why else would you allow it to go if you didn't know what it was doing? They probably knew what it was doing, and they couldn't do anything about it because they're controlled. But what's very interesting is that Bill Mulugan put this out on Twitter and said, due to lack of funding and cost, the Biden admin is ending the use of most of Border Patrol's vital surveillance blimps at the southern border, per CBP sources. Out of 12, I'm told most have already been grounded, with only a handful still up in the RGV. Now, that's interesting. They don't have the funding for that, but we can send billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. Didn't we just send billions of dollars to Turkey and Syria? We can send it all over the place, but not to our own borders. Does that make any sense? Sean Davis responded to this and said, Biden let the communist Chinese float a spy balloon across the entire continental U.S., but the American surveillance balloons policing the border. He's apparently nuking those. I mean, is everyone seeing what's happening here? I think it's very, very clear what's going on. And what's very interesting is that we've come to find out that the Chinese military was behind the huge aerial spy program that has targeted more than 40 countries on 5 continents with high-altitude surveillance balloons, similar to the one that Biden allowed to fly across the United States and finally shot it down when it finished its mission. That's really what they did. But we come to find out that this balloon, well, it was monitoring communications. So this balloon was equipped with antennas, solar panels large enough to produce power to operate multiple active intelligence collection sensors. It also had Western parts, Western language, which is English. So were they using our technology against us? Who gave this to them? Oh, I remember Hillary Clinton having a server in her house, and the Chinese has complete and other access. And we know that Biden, Hunter Biden, and many other corrupt individuals, they've been working with China. So how much do they know? They know quite a bit. And we can see that they're using our technology against us. And you really need to think about why they were doing this. First, they were showing that they have complete and utter control over Biden. Second, they were monitoring communications. They flew over missile silos. We also know that they were testing a balloon that was going to carry high velocity missiles that could fly at high altitude, just drop them and actually hit targets on the ground. And we also know that Trump said, hey, China's going to be invading Taiwan. So, yes, there are multiple agendas with this, and we can see that Biden is completely controlled, and they can see that Biden will not do anything. He will follow orders from the Chinese, and he will not do anything in Taiwan. Really think about this for a sec. It's absolutely unbelievable. And just yesterday, we learned that the Biden administration was behind blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines because they didn't want Europe dependent on Russia. They didn't want Russia to have this control. They were trying to push the Green New Deal, and they were trying to push a war, because this is an act of war when you do something like this. And now it is out in the open, and people are starting to learn and understand what is really going on here. Now, Matt Gaetz, he did something very interesting. He's introducing a resolution that will call on the Biden White House to end military and financial aid to Ukraine. The resolution will also urge all nations involved with the ongoing war to search for a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. And Gaetz, he has 10 co-sponsors, and they're calling the U.S. to end military and financial aid to Ukraine. What happens when the money is cut off to Ukraine? What happens when Zelensky, the neo-Nazis, they're not receiving any money there? Are there going to be problems? Yes, I do believe so. And I do believe we're heading down this path, which means the deep state, if they're not getting the money, if they're not keeping everything, you know, status quo, where they're protecting the bio labs, protecting the money laundering, protecting the human trafficking, that means they're going to panic and they're going to do something else, which is probably going to be a scare event. Just like the WHO's doing right now. They're trying to scare us once again. We have Tedros out there saying that we must prepare for a potential H5N1 human bird flu pandemic. So they're already trying to push the next pandemic. Why? Because we know the big pharma, the vaccination programs, they didn't do what they wanted to do. Remember, the pandemic was a flop. They didn't get what they wanted. They thought that people were going to be shut down. They thought everyone's going to be vaccinated. You'd be getting booster after booster after booster. We'd have the population die off because they'd be getting ill over time. And remember how their whole process works. They don't want to give it to you and have the half of the population die, because that's very noticeable. What they like to do is they like to do it over a period of time, very, very slowly. So this way they can say, well, that had nothing to do with us. It didn't have anything to do with our vaccine. Because look, it's 5 years later. Prove it. Prove that it had to do with the vaccine. Well, the problem today is that you have the unvaccinated, and there's many, many people that are unvaccinated, in the millions. And actually, if you go across the world, it's in the billions. And then you have the vaccinated. You have two control groups right now. And this is where the problem is going to be. And they know this. And they're trying to use fear again to get everyone vaccinated. This is why they're bringing up H5N1, this human bird flu pandemic. And this is why they're trying to push all these disinformation, misinformation laws out there. And you see Canada's doing it. You see California has been trying to do it. Actually, they have an injunction right now. They don't want the real doctors, the real scientists, to counter their arguments. This is what they're trying to stop. Is it going to work? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're starting to see news broadcasters across different countries start to talk about the vaccines, and not in a good way. We had Carl Stefanovic and Nick Coatsworth. They went completely off script, and the host of the Today Show out in Australia said, listen, I'm not taking another booster. I know they're recommending it, but I'm done with it. It doesn't do anything. Actually, the doctor that was sitting next to him said, yeah, it doesn't protect you. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't stop transmission. It does absolutely nothing. They are actually pushing back on this. Now, these individuals, they received it, and now they're starting to realize this is something that we shouldn't do because it just doesn't work. Just like their entire agenda in battling crime in all the different cities here in the United States. Remember, they wanted to defund the police because they said, hey, the police are the problem. So they started to remove the police. They started to ban the guns on the streets. And they put up these draconian laws like cash bail and things like that. And when you start to look at the major cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, and many others, they're a complete and utter disaster. And crime is off the charts. And when you look out in Chicago, what are the voters most concerned about? Crime and public safety in the Chicago mayoral race. Once again, the people are speaking up and they're saying the biggest problem here is crime. It's off the charts and we need to do something. Just like we need to do something with Antifa and BLM, because we know they were part of the riots. They were part of these problems in all of these cities. And what we come to find out, and this is from Li Feng on Twitter, he said, BLM organizer distributed guns, urge activists become more militant and go on the offensive against the police. He was secretly paid by the FBI. The FBI stoked violence among naive young radicals in order to undermine them. Dan Caldwell responded to this and said, the FBI, through a paid informant, was arming BLM and urging them to become more violent. Hard to overstate how insidious this is. The weaponization of informants is a key theme across Russiagate, the Whitmer Fednapping plot, J6, and the post 9/11 investigation of U.S. Muslims. So right there, we can see the FBI, surprise, surprise, was involved with BLM. Surprise, surprise, they're involved with Antifa. Surprise, surprise, it seems like they're involved with everything. And actually, we have Chris Miller, the Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller. He actually countered the argument from MSNBC about January 6th. The storm has arrived. 17 on True Social put this out and said, it wasn't a war because the armed forces of the United States don't fight their fellow citizens, except during the Civil War. It wasn't a war. These people were exercising their constitutional right. I was absolutely concerned about misutilization of the National Guard. Remember, the National Guard was flying helicopters down the street to harass rightfully constitutionally protected demonstrators. So he's pushing back on this whole January 6th. And I do believe as we have more and more of these investigations, we're going to find out a lot more of what really happened in January 6th and not what they made up. And I do believe once they get the 14,000 hours, once they get the emails, the text messages, it's game over for them. And I do believe that is coming very soon. But Dan Scavino, he put something out very interesting on True Social and actually carbon copied Donald Trump, the president of the United States. And Dan Scavino said this: do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them, which means the majority is with us. So there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And I want to go back to post 1200. This is April 20th, 2018. And let me just read what the Anon said. It said bait. Then it says, amazing. They are literally opening the door for you to drop all the information as evidence in a court of law. Q responded, they fall for it every single time. How do you legally ... So think about everything that's happening right now. This information is coming out. This information is being legally brought into court. It's brought into the House investigations. Can Durham also use this information? Of course he can. So how do you bring this out legally? Well, you have it come out organically. Then it could be used in the court of law. And this is exactly what we're seeing today. And the people are learning. And actually, this is like the Cliff Notes version, but they're learning quite a bit. And they're learning what our government has been doing this entire time. And I do believe this is what the people need to come up to speed and then have Durham start to actually bring other trials and people learn about what the FBI was up to, what the corrupt politicians were up to, because you need to understand who the players are, how they were involved. And it's the same players that were doing the treasonous crimes, spying on Trump, getting the warrants, using the fake dossier. You need to understand all of this and who the actors were behind all of this and who the agencies were and who the corrupt politicians were. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening right now. And all this information that's coming out, this all can be used during these hearings, during these investigations, during the trials. And as time goes on, this is going to get worse and worse for the deep state. Remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have all the leverage. They have all the information, the documentation, and it's being used on the deep state. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later.